You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
And I have a bit of a recent sort of dilemma that I've been through.
A conundrum.
A conundrum, yes.
Let me hear it. I'll help you.
Thank you. That's why I thought I'd bring
That's why we air all of our dirty laundry to the world.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it gets in trouble, but hopefully not this time. So I've recently started a new job a few months ago, as you know. It's going really well. Our head office is in Sydney. Of course, Joy here is based in Melbourne,
yes,
where I work and live. And I've had to go to Sydney a couple of times in the last couple of months for a work trip. So one of them was like a literally fly in, fly out, same day. But a couple of them I've actually gone and like stayed overnight in a hotel near the office because I've worked there for a couple of days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I, on my sort of third time there, I think it was, I posted a picture that I took because our office is sort of near the Opera House, an iconic building in Sydney, obviously. Yep. And so I did like a quick selfie with the Opera House behind me and I was like, thanks, Sydney. It's been real. Quick but real, like, catch.
Yeah.
You know, put it online. And I was surprised. I have a lot of friends in Sydney, and a lot of people were basically like, oh, you were in town and you didn't tell me. And some of it was like a bit of a joke, like, oh, it would have been nice to see you, haha, in jest. But a couple of them, I sort of was like, ooh, that didn't seem like a joke. It seemed a bit like, oh, I thought we were, like, super close and you would have said something that you were here. And it just got me thinking, like, when you're traveling interstate for a work thing specifically, or even something like an event, like a wedding or something, like, are you obligated to then tell the people you know in that town that you're visiting? Like, should you be saying to them, hey, I'm coming to town, and make time for them? Is it more of a gesture, like, hey, I'm coming to town, but I don't have time for you? Like, because I sort of, it got me thinking, like, how should I handle this moving forward? Because clearly some people were, like, a bit miffed that I didn't make time for them on this trip.
When you are going up for work, is it, like, you go up and you stay the night? Or is it, like, I've had to do in the past, where you go up in the morning and you come back in the evening?
Well, like I said, so my first one was a fly-in, fly-out, same day.
They're hard.
That sucks.
They're hard days.
The other times, I've stayed overnight.
Yep.
So arrived, like, on the morning, worked all day, stayed the night, and then the next day worked and come home.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were the ones, I think they were a bit miffed I didn't like reach out sort of thing. But it's just hard, like, because the reality is when you go somewhere for work, you're not thinking about social stuff. Not really. You're not thinking like, ooh, who can I hang out with? And even in this case, like, I thought I'd probably go out for drinks with like work people who I don't normally see because I'm in Sydney and they're in Sydney. And so I'm probably going to spend time with work people to try and bond with them and try and kind of form those connections. And I don't want to make dinner plans with, like, a mate if I've got plans with, like, my bosses and stuff. Like, it doesn't make sense.
But is it also not just an opportunity to just go somewhere and be alone? There's something so enjoyable about that.
Well, yeah. And so reality of the last trip I did, like, I went for a drink with some work colleagues, got back to my room at, like, 9 or 10 o'clock, ordered room service and went to bed. Like, that was great. That was a great night. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I could have maybe squeezed in like a late drink with someone or with a friend or tried to organise a dinner if I really wanted to. But when you're travelling for work, I'm just not in that frame of mind of like socialising. I'm there for a reason, you know. I'm there to do a thing and get it done. So, yeah, are you obligated to tell friends or family that you're visiting a town they live in for work? Tell me what you would do, what you've done in this situation, because I sort of felt a bit bad, but at the same time, I didn't. I felt a bit like, well, it's not my problem that you're upset about this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let us know here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Bit of a conundrum that I'm in.
Yes.
I've been travelling for work a little bit to Sydney. I have a lot of friends in Sydney and I sort of was made to feel a little bit bad last time I went. I stayed overnight and didn't tell my Sydney friends I was there. And most of them were really cool about it and didn't really care and made a joke about it. But there were a couple that I got a sense that maybe they were a bit more upset they were letting on. They were like, oh, it would have been nice if you'd like, I haven't seen you for a while. You know, it would have been cool to see you.
Yeah, taking a little dig.
And I sort of thought, I feel bad, but also I'm there for work. Like, it's really tricky to balance that when you are there for work purposes.
Well, it's funny you should say, because we've actually had a message in from Nick who has said, work trips are different. Usually the ones who are upset about it don't travel like that, so don't get it, which I think is really fair. I find the friends and family who I've had who have been like, are people who don't get the mindset of traveling for work.
Yeah.
It's a very different mindset. I said before the break, I love just going to a city and being there alone. I've gone to Sydney quite a bit for work. I know people in Sydney. I have family and friends who live in the area. And I never tell them I'm there. And I will fully post. Like, I'll be on in my Insta stories and I'll be like, here's me at this really famous Sydney location. And I don't care if they see it or not, because I'm there for me. And they message sometimes, be like, oh, do you have time? I'm like, no, sorry, I'm up for work. And there's a couple that I know who travel a lot for work up there that go, oh, okay. But I just, like, the last time I went up, I was there for like 2 nights. And on both nights, I just went, found a restaurant in the city somewhere and just went by myself and had a dinner and then strolled through the streets and went back to my hotel.
Yeah.
It was really relaxing. It was nice to just get away from it.
Because when you make plans with people as well, it kind of becomes something else. You go, like, there's extra effort involved, and it's like you're on more of a time crunch as well, especially when you're there for a night. Like, it's not enough time to really properly get comfortable in the town, you know?
Yeah. Now, we've also had another message in from Rowan who says, depends on how much you really want to see them. If it's family and you don't want to see them, then tell them that you have a full schedule.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
I have close friends in Sydney they sort of commented on my Insta post and were like, oh, sad face. I messaged them and they were like, oh, no, it's fine, obviously. And I was like, I would have loved to see you, but there just wasn't time. They're like, I get it. We travel too. Like, it's not a problem. Like,
so here's another one for you. I have had someone who has come to Melbourne.
Yeah.
A family member who has seen my sister on this work trip. Has made time to see my sister.
And not you.
But not me and my other sister.
So I've had that, not with, like, family, but I've had friends visit and say they're really busy with work, but then I see them, like, online catching up with other friends.
Right.
And so I'm, you know, oh, okay, obviously I'm not as close as that person. Sometimes it's someone that they just want to, like, hook up with and they're trying to, like, work on that.
Right,
and that's more important for a work trip.
They're playing the game.
They're playing the game rather than prioritising their friends, you know. Hoes before bros. And that's kind of frustrating as well, because I look at it and I go, I know what you're doing. I know exactly what you're doing.
We see through you.
Yeah. This charade. Oh, catching up with a friend. He's not a friend. You don't know him.
You
met him on Grindr. Like, you have no idea. And so that's frustrating to me as well. You know, I was like, why didn't you see me when you were in town? Why didn't you make me a priority?
Yeah, why didn't you see me? I would have put out.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Buy me dinner first, but yeah.
It's funny because the family member that came down and didn't see me, they're the family member I don't see when I go to Sydney, and they're the one that has said things like, oh, you didn't even tell us you were in town.
Right.
And they always go, you could have stayed with us. I'm like, my work is offering to pay for a lovely hotel.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go stay at your house in the suburbs.
That's the thing, isn't it? You know, you don't want to travel out just to stay with someone for free when the work's putting up in a nice hotel.
A nice hotel in Surrey Hills, like right in the centre of Sydney. That's the hotel they always put us up in there. I'm going to go stay there.
0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. When you travel interstate for work purposes, are you obligated to tell friends and family that you're in town? Should you make time for them? Or is it just you time? Or am I a bad person for avoiding my friends?
No.
Okay. Because I could be.
That's all I have to say on the matter.
It's like a hard no on that one.
Nah, stop it.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.